caps, indices, margins, what does it all mean? I just want a low payment. This time on Mortgages Made Simple.
Mortgages Made Simple with Rick Gunzik, helping you get the best home loan possible. Sponsored by Pacific Residential Financing at pacificresidential.com. And now, here's your host, mortgage expert, Rick Gunzik.
Welcome to Mortgages Made Simple, where we help you understand the complicated world of mortgages and get you the best home loan possible. And joining me as always is my multi-talented co-host and producer, Douglas E. Welch from WelchWrite.com. How are you doing today, Doug?
I am doing great, Rick. We had some rain here this week. It's cooled down here in Los Angeles. I'm feeling like it's time to get back to work.
Exactly. And we're going to get back to work with a tough subject for a lot of people, Doug, because it gets kind of confusing. We're going to talk about adjustable rate mortgages and how to calculate your payment.
Well, I know, and just you describing it to me as we've talked over this topic in a while, I often stop you and go, Rick, I don't understand. Can we do that again?
It's not as bad as it sounds. We'll just hop right into it. And what the important thing to understand is, okay, most people call these ARMs, and it stands for adjustable rate mortgage. And many of you have heard of them. Most of you have them and know what they are. And the key thing to remember is that an adjustable rate mortgage has five main numbers that you're going to hear tossed about. The first number is the start rate, and that's the interest rate at which the loan starts at, hence the name, the start rate. And then there's the annual cap, there's a lifetime cap, and the index and margin. And the index and margin is where people get confused. So let's do the three easy ones first. We talked about start rate. That's the interest rate that the loan starts at. So when someone quotes you a rate on adjustable rate mortgage, they're going to say, okay, you're going to get a five-year adjustable rate mortgage, which means it's going to be fixed for 5 years, and the start rate is 6.375, let's say. Let's use an easier number, Doug. Let's say 6.5. So the start rate is going to be 6.5. That's the loan, the interest rate that your loan starts at.
And that's interesting too, Rick, because in describing that, you mentioned the term fixed. And I wonder if that throws off. It's fixed for 5 years, and I wonder if that throws people off just a little bit in hearing that term.
It really does, and that's the. There was actually some. I don't want to say litigation because nobody sued anybody, but the Department of Real Estate got upset with one of the main lenders years ago in Southern California because they were advertising adjustable rate mortgages that were fixed for 5 years as a fixed rate mortgage. Now it is fixed for 5 years, but typically what you say is it's a 5 year ARM. And it's fixed for 5 years and it starts adjusting. That's how we always sell them to people to understand that. But this company was selling them as a fixed rate loan. And that's all their advertising said, everything. Fixed rate loan. And then people, when they went to sign their loan documents, realized it was an adjustable rate loan. They didn't tell them until the end.
Yeah. So a little disingenuousness going on there.
Exactly. And the thing to remember, though, is if you see any rate that's too good to be true, it probably is. So that's how you can catch.
True. Yeah.
That's how you can catch that in the advertising. Exactly.
Okay. So the next step is the annual cap. What's that all
right
about?
Now the annual cap is how much the maximum that your loan can change in any 1 year. So the typical annual cap is 2%. I'd say about 85 to 90% of loans have the 2% annual cap. Now yours might be different, but just that's the maximum rate that your the maximum amount that your rate can change per year. So in our example, we started at 6.5. So the maximum that your loan could change when it starts adjusting, now in our example of the 5 year ARM, after 5 years, the maximum difference that your loan could change in 1 year is going to be that 2%. So if you started at 6.5, the worst it could ever get in that year five is going to be 8.5%. That's the worst it could get.
Well, let me ask you, year five or year six?
Year six. Thank you, Doug, for catching that.
Right,
yeah, after
it starts
the 5 years.
At the beginning of year six, right?
Correct. So at the beginning of year six, the worst it could get would be 8.5 because it's going to have that 2% annual cap. Okay.
Cool.
Now that annual cap continues until it reaches the next term that we're going to talk about, which is the lifetime cap. Now, the general lifetime cap on the majority of adjustable rate mortgages is 6%. You'll see other ones, you'll see 5%, but the majority are 6%. So the worst it's going to get after, well, the worst it can get ever, I should say, Doug, is 6% plus that start rate that you had. So going back to our example, we started at 6.5%. So 6.5 plus 6 is 12.5. So that's the worst your loan could ever get, which is actually pretty bad if you think about it.
Well, and just penciling out here, I just sort of made a little chart for myself where I listed the years along the left and the potential interest rates along the right. And I see that, you know, basically in year six, it could go as high as 8.5, year seven as high as 10.5, and year eight, you'd reach that lifetime cap of 12.5.
Exactly. So worst case scenario, you'd hit it 3 years after you started adjusting. Well, you know, after the 5 year period. So that's the worst case scenario you'd ever get on that loan. Now, granted, that's not good, but the typical reason that people were getting these loans, the reason they were designed, is because they found the average person moved every 4.3 years in California. So they were designed that most people aren't going to stay in their house 30. They're going to leave after 5 years. So they came out with these 5 year ARMs. So they'd have a good rate for 5 years and then they'd start adjusting. So
are we still seeing that to be the case these days?
You know, it typically holds true, and it's not so much just because they want to move for whatever reason. I can't remember the exact statistic, but I think it's almost 60% of people that move for one reason or another that's beyond their control, either a job change or the house gets too small for them or something like that. Something where they have to move. It's not typically a move where they want to get a bigger house or, you know, move to a different neighborhood. It's something where they've got to move beyond, it's reasons beyond their control. But it's typically still holds true, which is interesting. It's mostly in California, though. When you do a nationwide thing, I think it gets out to 7 or 8 years, something like that. It's still pretty long. The Midwest tends to be the least amount of turnover. But since they do move so frequently, that's the reason they came out with these loans. So in our example, like Doug figured out, we're going to start at 6.5. Worst case scenario, we go 8.5, 10.5, 12.5. So that's how the lifetime cap works and the annual cap works. Now, here's where it gets tricky, where they figure out what the interest rate's actually going to be in year six, Doug. This is where we get into the index and margin. This is what sends shivers up people's spines. So how you figure this out? This is the tricky part. You want to ask your loan officer when you're getting a loan, what is my index going to be? Now, the index can vary among, there's the three most common are the LIBOR, the COFFI, and the one-year treasury. And let me just explain what each of those are. The LIBOR stands for the London Interbank Offered Rate. And what that is, it's an average of the banks in London. And people probably wonder why it's London. It just happened to be a pretty stable index, so they chose it years ago. It's the rate that banks offer to their depositors in London. So it's called the LIBOR. Then there's the COFFI. That's the Cost of Funds Index, and that's one that's in America. It's basically what banks, the average amount that banks pay, that there is their cost of funds. And then there's the one-year treasury, which is essentially, it's just an average of the one-year treasury, which is a one-year T-bill. It's a government-issued bond, and it's the average of that over a 12-month period. And so it changes monthly. All these have a different index, have a different rate each month. Okay, those are the most common. The LIBOR and COFFI aren't quite as volatile as the Treasury Index, which means they don't go up and down as quickly. But they're all indexes that you'll see pretty commonly. So what you do is you ask your loan officer, which index am I getting? Okay, now that's the index. People kind of freak out because they don't know where to find the information on this. Basically, you can Google it, or you'll find it in the newspaper, typically in the business section of the Sunday paper and or the Wall Street Journal, something like that. So you want to find out what your index is, and then essentially you want to be either the LIBOR or the COFFI, because like I said, the one-year treasury tends to move a little quicker, so you want to be on either of those. Now, the next number to get from your loan officer would be the margin. Now, the margin is the number that you're going to add to the index to figure out what your interest rate is going to be, okay? So let's go back to our example of 6.5 on a 5-year adjustable rate mortgage. In year six, what they're going to do is they're going to find the index. And they actually, when you look at your note, it actually says as published in the Wall Street Journal. So you'll get your index. Let's say right now they're all running around, well, not the one-year T-bill, but the LIBOR and the COFFI are running right around in the 5% area. So let's just use 5% because it's easy for us to figure out. And you're going to ask your loan officer what your margin is. The average margin on a loan today is 2.75. Now, if you have a subprime loan, and a lot of you out there might have those they're supposed to all start adjusting next year in February and March. So this actually is a good show for you to listen to. The margin is going to be a little higher, but the average margin today is about 2.75. So what you do is you take that 2.75 number, which is your margin, and you add it to your index, which we're using in our example is 5. And if you add those two numbers together, you get 7.75. So what's going to happen in year 6, we're just assuming we're 6 years down the road now. In year 6, you add those two numbers together and you get 7.75. And that's what your new interest rate would be. Now, you notice we didn't reach the cap, so we don't even have to worry about it. And typically on adjustable rate loans, you won't reach the cap, except if you do have a subprime loan, because the margin on subprime loans tends to be higher. You won't reach that cap, and you'll just generally be able to calculate what your interest rate is going to be at pretty easily, Doug.
Well, now that you've explained it to me again in this way, and I've actually been sketching out here in my pad little diagrams and adding columns together and everything while we've done it, and I think I actually have a better idea now. Basically, index and margin are what are going to affect you mainly because, as you said, it's rare you're going to jump the full 2% or whatever your annual cap is, and so this is how the lender calculates what that rate is going to be for the 6th, 7th, 8th year, and so on.
Exactly, and you're right. If you write it down, it's really not that difficult. It seems difficult because they're all terms that they're kind of foreign to us on a normal everyday basis, and you've got to look up the numbers. But with the internet, it's so much easier to find these numbers. And as usual, Doug, if anybody has any problem figuring out these numbers, we'll be happy to help them. We just take a glance at their note, and we could give them an idea what their rate's going to be if they're ready to adjust.
Well, I'm sure, as you said, as these loans start to come ready for adjustment in February, March, we're going to be hearing a lot from people like that.
Exactly. And like I mentioned, if you have any problem with these, just leave us a message or send us an email. We'll be happy to help you out. Thank you for joining us this week on Mortgages Made Simple. And please be sure to join us next week when we'll be talking about buying your first home. What should you expect?
For more information, visit the website at pacificresidential.com. There you can find past shows, interesting blog posts, and more. Do you have a question for Rick? Email mortgagepodcast@gmail.com or call our listener line at 714-519-7833. If you listen to Mortgages Made Simple directly from the website, please consider subscribing. It's free and you'll receive each new episode automatically. You'll find a link on the website, pacificresidential.com. Are you looking for a great home loan? Call Pacific Residential at 888-868-2198. Tell your loan officer you're a podcast listener and receive a free credit report. If you later get your loan through Pacific Residential, when your loan closes, we'll refund the appraisal fee for podcast listeners. This show is a production of WelchRite.com, WelchRite.com.